About 7:15 on the clock here on 2SER Breakfast on a Monday morning, which means it's time to dive into the brand new music across 2SER for the week. Joining me in the studio, as always, is music director Andrew Kaduri. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey there, Mitch.
What's going on?
Well, let's start with surely one of the most distinctive voices over a very long period of time in Americana, and really one of its truest stayers in terms of vision and scope. I'm talking about Lucinda Williams, who's now 63 years of age, and she's followed up last year's double album Opus, which was called Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone, with yet another double album.
Wow.
Unstoppable, and it's another winner. So these tracks were recorded at the same time as that last album. I guess they show the more meditative side of Lucinda Williams. That album previous was a bit of a rocker.
Mm-hmm.
It had a lot of fire and a lot of brimstone. Now, it's still a fiery record, this one, but it's very much more self-reflective, mining the rich heritages of gospel and blues and country into what I think is her own heritage. Her voice, which is this very unique, world-weary but very powerfully forged soul, and it matches her lyrics as well. Like, that to me contains so much of the history of American music in itself. And like I said, 63 years of age, and there's still a lot of life to add to her legacy. So Lucinda Williams, let's check her out. Cuts right through, and some really pretty material this time around from Lucinda Williams on her new album, which is called The Ghosts of Highway 20.
We're talking brand new music for 2SER 107.3 for the week. Andrew Kaduri is with us this morning. What's the next item up your sleeve over there?
Well, something completely different, but something where the voice is equally as important. It's the main instrument here. Gumption is the full-length debut from Your Friend, which is the musical guise of Taryn Butler, who's out of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I really found a pull to this record that I found hard to resist. Pulsating beats, they're the real undertow for this kind of hazy, weaving synth melodies and spiraling guitars. And it's quite a wall of sound, and it really draws you in. But then Taryn Butler's got this voice that she's put through all these effects, and it's quite echoey, and it commands this amazing space that cuts right through the middle of this cavernous sound. And the guy that she worked with on the record, he's worked with bands like The War on Drugs and Deer Hunter, and so you know that kind of big atmospheric sound that those bands have in that rock guise. Well, she's doing it a little bit more electronically speaking. It's, like I said, really magnetic, but also really unflinching in her lyrical stance, very personal, very much soul-searching, and I think kind of singular. Yeah, Maximum Atmosphere, Maximum Feels there from Taryn Butler, who works as Your Friend. First time she's actually recorded in a studio. She did an EP previously, but does all the recordings previously in an apartment.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool. Really nice stuff there for brand new music for 2SER 107.3 this week. And we'll finish on one final new piece. So what are we going to finish with today, Andrew?
Yeah, look, it's the first album since 2012 for one of the great British pop bands of the modern era, at least in my humble view, Field Music. But I know Field Music do command a real devotion, especially in Britain. Look, it's a cause for celebration as far as I'm concerned. It's really easy to cite bands like 10cc and other British bands like The Kinks as influences on the brothers David and Peter Brewis who make the group up. But at the end of the day, we're talking about two guys who are pretty much inspired by a time in the 70s where whimsy and flights of fancy were not only particularly peculiar to British music, but that's also what made them unique as well. And they were hit makers as well, these acts. They were coming up with these kind of crazy songs and then they became hits. So the new album's called Common Time. It's another expansive pop pleasure. It's rooted really deep in that kind of well of creativity, but the new twist for these guys. So they've gotten a little funky, Mitch.
Ooh, all right.
In that kind of white boy funk, that kind of 80s Talking Heads vibe. And look, once again, another winner and a very fresh angle on a blueprint that they've established for pop music in Britain for quite a while now.
All right, for more information, check out the new music review. It's called 7up at 2ser.com. As always, Andrew Kuduri, thank you so much.
Have a great week.
You too.